It's kind of busy semester, but I think it's by far it goes well. Everything's went well, and I have nothing to worry about. I took three courses this semester. My free course? I'm not sure. It's kind of the major requirement. Most of the major requirement, and some is required by my advisor. She told me to take this, and but I think the most interesting part one is the one I took from applied science, applied math department. It was linear programming. It's basically talk about how to optimize a problem. For example, if you wanna do business with someone, you wanna import, you wanna export, how to distribute who you import from and who you gonna to export, something like that. So it's like there's a balance of optimization. You try to find that. So it's kind of interesting because it's more practical than the other course I took. Yeah, because I took signal processing. It's basically all mathematics, and the other one is communication system. It's all about coding with MATLAB. Yeah, so the linear program is kind of interesting, and a lot of mathematic proofs, and sounds more practical. I'm not sure. It's kind of a idea that I mean I need to learn that, but it's not that I can use it in my research every day, 'cause I'm focused on communication. So if there is a network problem, maybe there's a optimization for the network. But recently, I didn't use any of the knowledge from that course in my research. Yeah, and it's very useful to know that this idea exists that you can use anytime you want. This semester, I've been TA for ESE 224, which is a course for C++ programming. For engineers, it's not not computer science department. So I think while basically I'm doing grading, and I made up some quizzes for students. And I went to class, help professor with the demos. I mean, just run the program in front of class and try to show them what it look like. And I think that's it. Oh, office hours. So yeah. So no, it's professor's work to explain. I just like scroll down the code, and professor are going to explain that. Yeah, I just try to follow the pace. I can't say many, but some come. Yeah, some. Most of them are asking for grades. Yeah, yeah. It's not. I think it's kind of important to them. I can't quite figure out why, but because I think some of them did a very good job, and most of the students who came for grades, they are actually had a very good grade. So, yeah, most time I'm dealing with the grades of students. Very few of them come to office hour and ask about the material. So, yeah. You mean the the material in the class? Oh, it's a programming class, so I don't know how to how to pick a section to explain. It's kind of it's basically you have some question you need to solve, like if you wanna, it's very simple one. If you wanna calculate the average temperature of a month, you wanna, you, for example, you have a data for the temperature, the weather of a month, and you wanna kind of find the maximum, the maximum, and trying to figure out what the trend is. So this where you can really code a program and try to find out that. So if just a month, you can simply look at it, and you can explain. But if you have a lot of data, the computer is way faster than, yeah, you can do that. So I think this all about the data courses for C++ programming for engineers. So it's like you have engineering problem, and it taught you how to solve it with coding. Yeah. I attended one last year, but not this semester. No, I went there with my advisor. I was simply there to like listening to the other presentation. So my advisor, she present the topic, and I was, and she's always good for me to be there and try to talk with others in the same field, and try to listen to other presenters, and try to learn from them. So it was yeah. I'm not enjoying very much, especially you are going with my advisor. Yeah, she was in a hurry, so basically we went to Los Angeles, and we didn't spend not an extra hour for visiting anywhere. We're just going there and attend a meeting, and we took the red eye flight back here, so it's kind of exhausted. Yeah. And your advisor is there, you cannot, you need to pay attention to focus on the meeting. Or she will always ask me, why are you playing with your phone all the time? Yeah. So it's kind of stressful during the process. Yeah. I don't have any plan right now.
So as you research scholars in the future, you might.
Yeah, I might have published a paper, I mean submit a paper first. Yeah. So there's a deadline by the end of this year. So yeah, it's like January 10th, something like that. Yeah, so I need to wrap it up before, I mean weeks before the deadline, that so my advisor, she can look into that. Yeah, I might be working all winter, especially after this the exam week. I will be focused on the paper thing, I think.
Wish you luck with your paper.
Thank you.
I hope next time you'll get a chance to hear about your conference
Yeah, I like to. I really hope that we'll approve. Yeah.
Yes.